Okay, it started, Steve.
Hey, I'll just turn this over to Curtis.
I just wanted to go over some litigation. We've had a result in the summary judgment motion. This is in the appeal from Cali Valenzuela.
They just cut off? Yeah, was that you that just cut off? Okay, call. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, sounds good. Well, that's all. Okay. Hey, mom. Okay, bye. That was probably already, but he's walking into another meeting.
Okay.
So I filed for the, on behalf of the commission, a summary judgment motion in that appeal. The appeal that has been filed by Ms. Valenzuela had some constitutional issues and it had a lot of things that quite like questioning the commission's authority to do hair testing and to use it in the way they're using it. So the summary judgment was partially approved. But they kicked out the constitutional issue is not applicable. They noted that, or ordered, because Cali Valenzuela didn't have any expert witnesses, all the topics that would require expert testimony were not going to be considered. So the gist of it is the court eliminated all those things, and it also determined, based on the rule, that she had violated the rules of racing. Beyond that, they reserved for the court to determine what the appropriate penalty and sanction should be, if any. And they outlined what they're going to review, and that's basically what's in our rules. Let me read the summary. It said, in sum, the regulations dictate that one, penalties should be imposed on a case-by-case basis, and two, the fact finder should weigh any mitigating or aggravating factors to decide whether no penalty, a lesser penalty, an increased penalty, or a maximum penalty is appropriate. So in a trial de novo, the judge is going to start afresh. They're not going to give any deference to what the stewards determined, what the commission determined. They're going to look at the evidence anew and make a determination as though they were the original person hearing the case and determine what the appropriate penalty should be. And every time the court mentions it in this document, they also add, if any. So that's what I wanted to discuss and just get a general sense of where the commission is in terms of if we want to make a settlement offer, how far or why do you want that settlement offer to be? I invited John to remain with us as representing the department because the department is also named in the suit. They named the department and the commission, and ultimately the department is the kind of the final arbiter of what happens. But I'm sure they'll give great deference to where the commission is.
I wasn't involved with the commission when this was. I don't even know what the case is. Obviously, I know who Kylie is, but I don't know what the. What is this about?
So I forget which race it is. She placed second in, her horse placed second. Look James placed second in the race. They went for testing, including hair testing and blood. The hair tested positive for clenbuterol. And she sat with the stewards. They heard the matter and gave her a 6-month suspension of her license and $1,000 fine. She appealed to the commission, which was heard in June of 23. The commission, and she had an attorney representing her there. The commission heard from her. I represented the other facts the commission had, and they discussed it. And ultimately, the commission determined that it was not in line with their previous sanctions for the same offense, and they issued a $2,500 fine and a year-long suspension, which she appealed to the third district court. And in this matter, it's an informal hearing, and this is all from the Administrative Procedures Act, but when they appeal to the court and administrative action in the informal, an informal administrative action. The court does a trial de novo, which means they start over. Any evidence that's come out to the stewards or to the commission or in general, we're allowed to present that, but they will give no deference to the commission. And I think that means including that you, the commission was trying to stay in line with the other sanctions that they've issued for almost identical infractions or violations.
Is this just a hair test or is it in the blood and urine too?
The urine, the race day urine or blood test, there was no urine. The blood test was negative. The race day hair test was positive for clenbuterol.
I'm going to confirm this. Hopefully I'll know within 5 minutes here. Okay. But again, I think in New Mexico, a failed hair test only forfeits the purse or qualification. I do not believe a trainer receives suspension for that. And the trainer that I just texted down there said nothing that I know of. So we are in the, and I believe it's the same thing at Los Alamitos. It's a little different because Doc can suspend you from on house rules, but you don't lose your license. You don't have a suspension.
The commission voted at some point to include hair testing and to make it strictly prohibited and to make it subject.
Then you're going to go to court and you're going to have to prove that those hair tests are reliable.
No,
I think
the court has already said that she committed a violation. We don't have to prove that. She doesn't have any experts to argue otherwise. So in the summary judgment motion, the court said,
Okay. You're okay.
She violated the rules of racing.
So okay. But you're missing the bigger point here. Okay.
Please explain.
If you suspend her here, she's suspended everywhere.
That's a matter for the commission. I'm not taking any.
No. It's not a matter for the commission.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm just saying there are reciprocity rules. If a person is suspended, okay,
I understand that, and that,
then they're suspended elsewhere.
Yes, I understand that. But again, this is a matter for the commission to tell me what you want me to do as your attorney.
Well, I can't believe the commission wrote that as a rule. Like we're going to have more stringent rules than New Mexico?
That's what was in the rules at the time.
And
still, as a matter of fact. And we also have a second case. But
That wasn't a commission rule. We're going on the guidelines. That wasn't a rule that we made up. That was from the guidelines. Now I can't remember the name.
You're probably talking about, and I don't know this to be a fact, but you're probably talking about ARCI.
Yes. Exactly.
ARCI doesn't even contemplate hair testing, guys. There isn't a hair test done in America for a thoroughbred race. ARCI is a thoroughbred mainly type of thing. There's not a hair. They do not hair test a single horse in thoroughbred racing.
The closed session is strictly to talk about what we went under, which is trial strategy. And this is a discussion I think the commission should certainly have at some point for all the reasons you're bringing up. But that would be not appropriate for this closed session. That would need to be in an open session.
Yeah, okay. So
for now, what I need to know is the general consensus of the commission in the settlement. What are you willing to go down to? At what point do we say, okay, no, we're not accepting that. We want to go to trial. And of course, with trial, you run the risk. I mean, there's no givens. I think the judge will find a sanction of some kind. I doubt it'll be as close to what the commission has had. That's just my opinion based on where the court's at and what the evidence has. There's always a chance that if the court says, oh, she doesn't deserve any penalty or any fine, I can see them asking for attorney's fees. It's unlikely they would get those, but the judge can do what the judge wants to do. You never know.
Okay, let me just give you a little background that I know of. This is when I came on to the commission at kind of the end of this. Kylie received a horse from someone, a friend of hers or an associate or whatever, in January of that year. She suspected the horse was a match racing horse. This comes from her mouth. I'm not making any of this up. So she brought the horse into her barn. She, in her words, tried to get a hair test done on the horse because she suspected it was running on something. She could not, and this is always confusing to me, she could not go to a local vet, SCE, South Valley, and get a hair test done unless someone in the state of Utah Racing Commission would sign off and allow. That never made any sense to me. There was never any proof of that whatsoever. So she did not get a hair test done. She elected to run the horse. The horse ran second, and they did a hair test on it. That's where all this came from. The stewards at the time gave her a $1,000 fine in 6 months. It was the last day of Utah's race season. By the time this hearing, Evanston was over with. And so for 6 months, she would have been suspended without any jurisdiction. She brought it back to the Racing Commission, and the Racing Commission looked at the last two cases, identical, and that's where they came up with the $2,500. So that's what I can give you as background. Now, let me also say, I would like to, my personal opinion, commission aside, I would like to see this get resolved. I would like to see if we get back on an even keel with her and we go to her and come up with an agreement. And what that agreement looks like, I don't know. You guys want to go to court? You guys have a vote. I do not have a vote. But that's what I would like to see done.
What if we drop the suspension and just go for the fine?
They extended a settlement offer earlier. So there was an earlier summary judgment. It didn't technically conform. The judge denied it, but said, "You've got great stuff here. I'm going to allow you to file an appropriate summary judgment motion." Following that first one, her attorney reached out and offered a settlement of no suspension and a $1,000 fine, which I discussed with the commissioner, and Leanne is the executive director of the commission at the time, and they were not willing to accept that.
Is that still on the table?
Well, we rejected it, but we could go back to it.
I would make motion to try to go with it and have it resolved if everybody wants it done.
I'd like to get the $2,500 fine and no suspension is where I would like our offer to be, but I don't want to go to court just because of time and expense, and a year suspension, I wasn't really in favor of that the last time. That's pretty harsh on a hair test that's suspect. It's just pretty harsh.
I just feel like that it needs to end, but the $2,500 and no suspension, I think, is appropriate. I think people, they got to be held to the fire. They got to be held accountable in some way. If we're not gonna make them accountable, then what the hell good is the rules?
Yeah. So my next question on this, if we make this, does that mean we need to modify our guidelines so they kind of fall in line with this, or just not?
I would encourage you to review those in your next meeting or whichever meeting.
Yeah. I think we need to get a little more realistic, but we can't on a case by case just be doing different stuff at the same time.
Well, and that's what happened is it was adjudicated differently than what it had been in the past. That's why we went up to the $2,500 in the year to try to make it to what what the guidelines had said it should be.
Well, I think we need to look at the guidelines, but that's for another day.
If they counter with a $1,000 fine, are you willing to go to that, or is the $2,500 the bottom line for you guys?
Well, make it $1,500. You can cut them somewhere in the middle, but I don't think we need to go down to $1,000. But make it cut them somewhere in the middle and see what happens.
Well, the middle would be $1,750.
What?
That'll pay for our testing.
There you go. Good point, Keith. 17, go 1750.
Okay. Well, no, they'll be countering.
They'll counter at 16750. We're dealing cars now.
Of course.
Okay.
But I need to know. And if it comes back something unusual, then we might need to get together a quick.
Do we need a motion on that?
How about we say this?
This is a trial strategy, so there's no.
I agree, but this is the strategy for you guys, right? Counter back at 1750, right? But we authorize you guys to settle it at $1,000 or more. Okay, so that you don't have to. You guys can negotiate a settlement.
Right.
Everybody good with that?
And we're willing to drop the year suspension. Everybody,
yes, for sure.
That. Okay, yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, then we don't have to address this right at this moment. But see, I know that Valenzuela has been helping the Gutierrez, who also filed an appeal, almost identical. And so I'm sure there'll be communication about what we offered. So. At some point, we'll need to discuss that one as well if we want to make a similar offer.
I mean, the expense of fighting all this just goes on and on and on, and they've got to have huge expenses with the attorneys. If we can resolve them and have them done and then come back and look at this rule, I was just looking for the AIR rule book that Janet sent me, and I don't have it in front of me, but I'll find it and see where they're at. Like Keith says, it may not even cover hair testing.
Well, I know that no thoroughbred horses are ever hair tested.
Keith, can you in the interim verify on quarter horses also that hair test the trainer is never, his license is never in jeopardy?
I know that in New Mexico.
Well, how about California, or how about
I think it's the same thing in California.
Yeah.
And it's because they struggle to be supported in, you know, like there's like if you have a black horse that lasts longer or comes out faster than a sorrel, and you know there's all these
things. It lasts longer in different horses because you could be getting a problem from the previous trainer. And you're the one that loses your life. But I'd like
and I do know what Kylie was saying there. I didn't know that for sure, but I do know that a lot of these labs have stopped accepting
independent
from trainers because people were giving them medicine and then sending it in, the hair in, and say, does this test? Oh no, it doesn't test. Oh, okay, well so they were using our sanctioned labs to test what they could and couldn't use. So okay. I think that's what she was maybe talking about there.
When I bring this up again in front of the commission, we need to focus on this case right here in this meeting.
And I encourage you to do that research you're talking about and bring that when it's in an open meeting. But we unfortunately can't continue with that here.
Okay. I will do my research tomorrow at the Heritage Cell.
All right, I appreciate that.
So you got everything we need on.
I'm comfortable moving forward, and we'll keep you posted. So,
thanks, guys. I got to run, Steve. Are we good?
We need a motion to adjourn.
To end the closed session, affirm, and then we need to briefly open it again. Sorry.
I'll make a motion to close the closed session.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, guys.
And then real quickly, we need to go back into open session and end it officially. So end the recording.